this Bitcoin could go 10x, 100x from here. It's totally insane. If you want to protect your money, maybe just invest in Bitcoin.
Bitcoin will go to fucking zero.
I'd be really pissed right now if you're not invested in Bitcoin. Oh, that is so funny. The reason why I'm laughing so much is because it's so true. Now, Luna was a failed cryptocurrency that was basically a Ponzi scheme. It was only just recently I was watching Trump in real time being elected, and the Bitcoin chart started going up in the green to the right. And I was like, I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Crypto Collective. After making millions with Amazon and e-commerce, I realized that if I was starting again today, crypto would be my first choice. I'm here to help you take your first steps and build real wealth. Ready to set yourself up for life? Let's go. Hey guys, welcome to Crypto Collective. My name is Matthew Fraser. In today's episode, we're going to jump into some reactions. Let's see what the team has sent through to me, and there better be some bloody good ones. Let's take a look.
One thing I publicly failed at is crypto. I've lost millions, bro. I put 2.5 plus million in Luna, and it was at $30. Going down, I was like, I'm buying the dirt, motherfucker. Yeah.
And then
it went down to 0.0001. Buying 2.5 million.
Can I say something?
It's worth 10p.
Oh, that is so funny. The reason why I'm laughing so much is because it's so true. Now, Luna was a failed cryptocurrency that was basically a Ponzi scheme. And so he had all this money tied up in there. Now, for me at the time, I had not a single cent. But as I saw it coming down, I thought, I might as well just take a punt and throw $1,500 into this, because this could be the dip too. And I can tell you, my $1,500 went to zero too. Thank Christ, though, I didn't lose $2.5 million, because that would be totally insane. And I want to say this too. If you want to protect your money, maybe just invest in Bitcoin.
Bitcoin will go to fucking zero.
One day.
And a microsecond, whoop, like that.
Oh, this is so funny. I see this video around all the time. And when I saw it a few years ago, I thought, oh shit, what does he know that I don't know about? I mean, could it be like the Russians? Could it be like the NSA? And everyone's just going to like pull Bitcoin to pieces and I'm going to be left with no money at all. The funny thing is though, I just saw this guy on a video literally like yesterday, and it was him being filmed recently about what he said back then, saying it was going to zero. And he was backtracking so fast. Oh no, it wasn't. I wasn't saying it was that. You know, I was just sort of putting it into some other context. He was really trying to get out of it. And I think now he has egg on his face.
No, not November, brothers. It's going to break.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. I have been there when candles like that. Now, the candle is that thing that's sticking up in the air if you're not familiar with charts. But it was only just recently I was watching Trump in real time being elected, and the Bitcoin chart started going up in the green to the right. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, shit, it's going up. And I was getting so excited. Now, it didn't go to $1 million, but I know how he feels. It is exciting. And I tell you what, I'd be really pissed right now if you're not invested in Bitcoin. Hey, just quickly, if you're ready to dive deeper into crypto and Bitcoin and build real wealth, join my free Crypto Collective community. It's where I share exclusive insights and strategies and live discussions to help you succeed, whether you're a beginner or scaling your portfolio. Click on the link in the description and join us today. Now back to the episode.
Is there a price at which you would consider selling some of the Bitcoin, pulling out? So, I mean, because you can do something with New York City. You can live in New York City. You can have a business.
I can't wait to
see
this. I know exactly what Michael's going to say too.
What do you do with the Bitcoin besides?
I know he's thinking you're an idiot.
Gather value.
Well,
The property, real estate developers in New York City, they're not buying the real estate because they want to live in it. They're buying the real estate because they expect
Well, because they want to sell it eventually, Michael. I mean, let's be honest. Most of the people who are, sure, some people pass it on to their children.
Michael's going to give it to her in a second, I'm sure.
Most of the people who are buying assets at some point want to sell the assets at a profit.
Now, let me just say on that note, there's nothing wrong for you personally if you want to sell your Bitcoin to buy what they call, you know, take money off the table for lifestyle chips. It might be a Lamborghini or Ferrari, or, you know, it might be a new house. You want to put the kids through school. That is completely up to you. But I tell you what, while we're on this note, don't be that guy. I just saw a post yesterday, and it was a guy who had purchased Bitcoin for 30 cents each, right? He had 1,700 Bitcoin, 1,700 Bitcoin, okay? He bought for 30 cents, and in the post, he was pissed because he'd sold them for 80 cents and the price now was $3. And he was livid. He was livid about it. And of course, today's price is something around $95,000, right? So don't be that guy. Let's see what Michael Saylor has to say.
Let me say it a different way.
Okay.
People that use fiat currency as a store of value, there's a name for them. We call them poor. Okay. Anybody that's rich in the world, they own property. They want to own the property forever. I want you to imagine Bitcoin is, it's a city in cyberspace that's 276 blocks wide, 276 blocks high, 276 blocks deep, about 21 million blocks. Now imagine all 8 billion people in the world.
This is frying her head right now.
They want to put their capital there. There's $900 trillion of wealth in the world. Mm-hmm. As people migrate from every other form of assets into cyberspace, you're going to see the Bitcoin network go from a $1 trillion network
exactly.
to a 10x that to a 100x that. And there really is nowhere else to go. It mm-hmm. is the apex property of the human race.
Word up, Michael. That's exactly right. This Bitcoin could go 10x, 100x from here. It's totally insane. You must be invested in Bitcoin simply as a hedge. And what Michael Saylor offers money that you don't want to lose.
This is the youngest crypto billionaire I've ever met in my life. Do you see that? Do you see that? So today we have a very exciting day. As you can see behind me, there is a lot of things to show you.
I still have the
Let's
Porsche,
get straight
I'm just a Porsche fan.
Well, actually, 3.5 years ago, I was still working in a grocery store in Sweden, and then I changed my mindset. I used the law of attraction, so I was kind of, you know, using energy and the universe to visualize my dream life. 3 years later, I bought my Bugatti after I quit my grocery store job. I also invested in 400 crypto startups, which makes me, I think, the biggest angel investor in the crypto space.
Well, I don't know if you call it the biggest angel investor. It was like shotgun approach, basically. Now, what he's saying is he would have invested into these 400 different crypto or altcoins. So what he's saying is he's invested in 400 different altcoins and he's doing a shotgun approach. One of these is going to take off, right? And he's got his fingers crossed. You know, if only one does like, you know, 1,000x or two to 1,000x, it's going to cover the 398 that went to zero. That's the kind of approach he's taken. And it seems to me like it actually did pretty well, but it's very, very risky strategy.
Bugatti.
So a $2 million car actually, for me, cost only like $500,000.
Carl paid $2 million in Ethereum for this Bugatti, but right now the Ethereum is only worth $500,000. You saved 75% on a Bugatti.
Now that's how you buy a Bugatti for cheap.
Well, there you go, guys. Definitely not an approach that I would take. If you want to protect your wealth into the future, I would not be doing the shotgun approach and investing in 400 different altcoins. I would keep it simple, maybe invest in the top 5 different altcoins, including, and you can't miss it, Bitcoin. Luke Bellmer, let's see what he's got to say.
2019, 2020, made a couple $1 million and then rolled over my entire net worth, every single penny of my net worth into crypto mm-hmm. in 2020. In the crash of March, I remember we were playing Call of Duty. I rented a villa in Miami while everybody's freaking the fuck out about COVID. I was just chilling, making my money, making my moves. And I realized that this was my event to get rich. This was my moment. So I set all my buy orders on Bittrex and on Kraken. And I was buying order blocks of Ethereum, $10,000 every order block at like $90 a piece. Yeah. Wow. And then we were buying Cardano at half a penny.
Wow.
And my biggest play, of course, was, which is what I'm most famous for, is PancakeSwap.
Top 10 holder.
I was a top 10 holder. I owned 1% of the not of the circulating supply, the whole supply of PancakeSwap, even though it's they continue adding tokens now. But I owned 1% of the supply, sub 50 cents or sub $25 million market cap, something ridiculous. And I rode that up to $2.6 billion market cap. So much so that I tattooed it on my neck.
So how much did you make from that investment?
Millions. It was a good opportunity.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Enough to put me away for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Did something like 70 million is what the number I've heard. Now, I really do like Luke Belmar. He speaks, because I love his story about how he came from Argentina. He was like scrubbing, you know, toilets and waiting on tables. And he just took a punt. Ultimately, he started off exactly what I did, was in the e-commerce space, made some money, rotated that into crypto, and just picked the right coins at the right time and has done extremely well. Good on him. All right, guys, glad to wrap it up on Luke Belmar, one of my favorite guys in the crypto space right now. Love watching his content. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave a 5-star review for me. That would really be a big help. And thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to Crypto Collective. If you've enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more of me at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms.